corrupted for the persons for whose use they were contrived. For these people have fallen into needless and endless ways of multiplying ceremonies, which have been extremely troublesome to those who practice them, and insupportable to everybody else. Insomuch that wise men are often more uneasy at the over-civility of these refiners than they could possibly be in the conversation of peasants or mechanics. The impertinencies of these ceremonial behavior are nowhere better seen than at those tables where ladies preside, who value themselves upon account of their good breeding, where a man must reckon upon passing an hour without doing any one thing he has in mind to do, unless he will be so handy to break through all the settled decorum of the family. She determines what he loves best and how much he shall eat, and if the master of the house happens to be of the same disposition, he proceeds in the same tyrannical manner to prescribe in the drinking part. At the same time, you are under the necessity of answering 1,000 apologies for your entertainment. And although a good deal of this humor is pretty well worn off among many people of the best fashion, yet too many of it still remains, especially in the country, where an honest gentleman assured me that having been kept 4 days against his will at a friend's house, with all the circumstances of hiding his boots, locking up the stable, and other contrivances of like nature, he could not remember from the moment he came into the house to the moment he left it any one thing, wherein his inclination was not directly contradicted, as if the whole family had entered into a combination to torment him.